And this is my Audiomo for the 17th of July. And this is another 6-minute story. And this one is one of my favourites, in fact. And it's actually entitled, Not Waving But Drowning. Gradually, ever so gradually, he noticed her work routine. She'd come into the shop below the CCTV camera that gave him his vantage point. She'd stop, check a skirt, then turn and wave. Wave straight at him, it seemed. Once when he spilt his coffee, he swore she looked up, about to greet the camera. Or him? And then the smile vanished, as if she had seen what had happened and was sorry for his stained pants. In trawling through the back footage, looking for a pattern, summing to identify who had planted the device that had wrecked half the mall. Over the weeks of material, it slowly seemed as if she was staring, smiling, waving, at him. As if her smashed corpse had known in advance that he would one day discover her alive, even in the past. He checked up on her, used his contacts. Following a lead, he said. Probably nothing. Just being sure. Definitely single. Definitely desirable. Definitely dead. He caught himself thinking of her often, looking forward to reviewing more CCTV footage. It was stupid. The other agents thought him mad. No leads there. But maybe, maybe, it explained why he hit erase on the one day her routine changed. The day she brought in a large box, placed it down behind a display, then turned and blew him a kiss. And one of my reviewers for that story said it was quite disturbing. One of the reasons why I think it's one of my favourites. See you tomorrow.